A Photomat Rendezvous with Raquel Nava. So I wanted to ask you more about sort of your view on the social, because I was looking at your artwork and what you're talking about, and you're saying you do like interpretations of objects, and do you always work with objects?
No, not always. But recently I have been working with objects, mixing the artificial with the natural. Artificial and natural elements.
That's with meat as well. You count meat as yeah. Okay, like raw meat. But in this, in the context of the Effect program, are you having to be open with what, everything that you're doing, or are you still maintaining your own practice?
Oh, I'm quite open.
Yeah? So is it a lot of compromise? Do you feel like you can express your practice through the program?
Yes. I guess so.
Yeah.
But we're still trying to find out what's each one interpretation about art that has an intersection with the social, because some of the people in the residency, they think it has to involve a community.
Okay.
And that is not quite what I expect.
Yeah.
For doing or presenting. I don't think it has to necessarily involve people around Noikon or the Turkish community or whatever community.
So what is social for you?
For me, anything can be social. And, well, I think these objects that I create, they are social in a sense that they question where the place of the artificial and the natural in the city or in society today, and what is the place of the natural.
So almost like
daily.
So like creating questions almost.
Yeah.
Okay. And do
bringing up questions then.
Is it within the program, you feel like, is there like you spend quite a lot of time just discussing what social means?
Mm-hmm.
Too much time.
Yeah, we've done that a lot. And we have done some interventions in some places, like with performance and stuff.
Uh-huh. So you're trying out new things?
Yeah,
that you haven't
we're experimenting
done
a lot.
Uh-huh, nice.
and getting to know each other. And
the work, yeah. The group works well together?
Yes, it's a nice group.
Yeah. Is it quite intense, the program?
It is. Yeah. It's very intense. It's running, it's passing by really fast.
Yeah. Did you have an idea what you were going to take from the program?
No, I had no idea. And I'm still not quite sure what I'm going to take out of it. But I'm okay enough. As an experience, it's already being great for me.
Yeah. But being based in Berlin as a context. And within that structure of the program as well.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But in terms of the connection with Brasilia and Brazil, are you, while you're working on this program, thinking about your sort of social comments? Because do you feel like they must be different between here and Brazil?
Yes, for sure.
So what are the sort of new questions that you're starting to ask yourself?
There was a note. I even thought of making this kind of journal that, as if I was a journalist and would give some information about what's going on in Berlin. And, for example, there was this flash mob on pillow fight.
Yeah.
That didn't happen because
it rained.
Yeah, the police was there. It's just it wasn't because of the rain. It was because it came out on the newspaper, and then the police said they would fine anybody that would start the pillow fight, because it's too much work for the city to clean up everything. So there was so many police there to stop some people fighting with pillows. At my contest, Brazilian contest, I was like, wow, the police are stopping pillow fights in Germany.
And they don't have better things to do.
It was incredible to see that. And I would like to, I'm kind of reporting this back to my friends or my in Brazil, and Yeah, what else? Yeah, and some very specific Berlin things that I find interesting is like the Berlin Wall they sell as a as a souvenir. I think that is bizarre too.
If it is the Berlin Wall.
Yeah. So I'm searching more about these kind of strange things to work on that is strange for me.
Yeah. It's almost like like the control, would you say, in society, that the way society is structured, you find very different.
Yeah, it's very well structured, actually. It's much more organized and much more...
And in comparison to the people, like the mindset of people and the people that you've interacted with since you've been here?
It's mostly, I've been interacting mostly with the international community instead of the local community. I think it's also a good thing about Berlin that it has so many cosmopolitan place and being with people from all over, even from Latin America, but from other countries.
Have you explored much since you've been here?
Quite
busy.
Yeah, quite busy. Yeah. I still want to go to... I still want to travel around Germany and see...
But in terms of the social and the comments on everybody else wanting it to be about the surrounding community, during the program, have you guys been working outside of Agora in the local community?
No, not really.
Around?
No?
No. Is it something that you would be interested in doing?
I don't think so. I don't think that I'm here for such a short period of time to get involved with a local community on a place that I don't even know.
No.
I don't think it's very appropriate.
Let's check it then. Oh no, still not. Because that's a pretty time-consuming thing. I mean, it's going to take probably as much time to...
Get
involved, especially around where Agora is, with probably a majority Turkish population speaking another language. Have you learned any German?
Nein.
But when you go back to...
Yeah, I have no idea what is good for the Turkish community. I don't know what is good for them. How can I be involved them in something?
So do you feel like when in this program or in your artwork that you're trying to... if you did have to get involved with the community, that you'd have to be like working with them and giving them something in a way. It'd have to be like a dialogue between you and the community.
Yes, there should be a dialogue for sure, and I don't know if I could give more than they could give me. It would be the same.
Yeah, so do you think when you go back to Brazil, so you're writing a diary, like a journal every day?
No, I'm have these thoughts. I write like small notes for myself, and I send them sometimes
for
friends.
You're not keeping a blog?
I'm not keeping in a blog. But this idea just came to me, like if I should do this or not on the context of the event, of one day event we're going to do at the end of everything, because I don't think we're supposed to create objects in, like for an exhibition, since it's going to be just one day event.
Okay.
Or to invest in...
And that was decided from the beginning that it was going to be an event?
No, not really.
Yeah?
We didn't know about it. We just... I think 2 weeks ago that we... found out it was going to be a one day event.
So that wasn't something that you guys decided?
No, it wasn't.
Would you want to have decided that?
Well, for the first idea was that everybody thought, but we're still trying to decide. There is a bit of contradiction. Some people want to use another space instead of Cervantes. I can't propose anything, actually. But Agora got this place for us at the same time. But they are open. We can decide if we want to use Agora space or another space, or we would take advantage of having this place on Instituto de Cervantes.
So does
not.
It, So does it feel quite free? Because the in some ways the program sounds really open and free, and in a way because of that it seems like it's almost frustrating with like the discussions of what social is and what angle people want to go. I mean, do you have to find that you're compromising a lot, or is that just one of the things that you're learning from collaborating with a small group?
Yeah, I guess we're learning. We're exchanging the information, but I guess each one has a different idea of what it means.
Have there been arguments?
Yeah, a few arguments.
But I heard you guys like are all quite close and hang out together.
Yeah, yeah, everyone is.
So you think like the in the networking perspective, do you think these are people that you're going to sort of stay in contact with after the program?
Yes. I think so.
Okay. I think it's almost the challenges that you really learn from.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, is there a leader in the group?
No.
Yeah?
I think so.
And the facilitators, do they have a lot of impact into the program and how the program is directed?
And that is kind of dispersed. Like each one comes with a different proposal, and I think they're exploring a bit of their own research also as an artist, proposing different things with us. I don't know how much of that we're going to use at the end, but it was interesting anyways.
So you guys collecting everything that you're discussing? And
yes, we are.
Okay.
We have a Google Doc.
Uh-huh.
Put everything we...
Would you change anything in the program?
No. No, I don't think so.
Yeah, you think it's like got scope to develop and.
Yeah, I think it's good that it's intense, that it's provoking a lot of, and taking us around a lot of institutional spaces and art scenes and.
So what have you been doing to relax?
I went to the sauna.
Yeah.
Liquid.
Liquid room. Yeah, I really want to go there. It was nice.
Yes, super nice.
But it's nice to see those sides of the city and actually enjoy some of the.
Yeah, yes.
What's happening?
Now they're giving us more time.